All right, everybody, welcome to Kokomo, the last week of September, and we're with Mayor Greg Goodnight, and appreciate, as always, having you here.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I guess thank you for having us here as we come up every month. Yeah. I want to hit just a couple events that are happening, current events, and one I just saw on the online Tribune about there was a report about one dead in a shooting downtown, and I know this just happened. Last night, so this would have been a Monday night.
Yes.
But probably not much to say right now about that.
Not much. In fact, I just received some information that it's still ongoing, and so it's kind of limited. But we did have a young person shot. I think they were 19. Yeah, about 11:30 last night.
Also, the big news the past week or so is the GM strike. When I drove in, I saw the strikers out front, and I know there's plants in Fort Wayne, Bedford, I think Marion, too. It's been about a week. What are you hearing?
Limited information. You know, the people that are making those decisions are in Detroit. That's both with the upper management and the union officials that control the bargaining or have a seat at the table, and so. We're watching it here. We have about, 330 hourly employees, UAW members here in Kokomo with the GM plant. And then there's another, 100, 150 or so management personnel. So, one time that plant had, over 12,000 employees, or here in Kokomo at the various locations. Now it's down to, like I say, somewhere around 500 or so. So, but it's still a large employer here in Kokomo, and obviously we're watching it. We're part of a bigger puzzle, with I think there are 30 locations and such that are out on strike, and so we're kind of keeping our eyes on things. I've had discussions with both management, have called me, and the union on some different things on public right-of-ways, things like that, to make sure everyone's in compliance. And so far, everyone's been working to make sure that the striking employees are protected, and they've been it's been very civil. So.
Yeah, and these companies and employees have really a huge impact on the economy here in Kokomo.
Yeah, they do, and this is part of it. Obviously, they pattern bargain with the UAW, so the whole idea is that they reach an agreement with a tentative agreement or a formal agreement with General Motors, and then they use that to pattern with Ford and FCA Chrysler to have similar contracts. So. What's going on there at GM? Obviously, like I said, you have 30 plants. I think somewhere just shy of 50,000 hourly workers across the country, but it will impact both the Ford and the FCA negotiations.
Other state news, you may have heard Attorney General Curtis Hill wants to accept Purdue Pharma's tentative settlement. This is that class action lawsuit to get a share of these billions of dollars to try to funnel toward beating the opioid epidemic, something that's happening here everywhere.
Everywhere.
But we've talked about it many times here. Are you on board with the AG to get the settlement in and get money funneled to these?
Maybe. I like to see the terms and conditions of the formal settlement before. I would agree. Obviously, it's important that we don't want to wait 2, 3, 4 years for a perfect settlement because it is important to get that infusion in so we can actually put those resources to good use. So we're kind of watching it, and some things we'll have a say in. But we were one of the first cities here in Indiana to file the lawsuit and. So the fact that some of those pharmaceutical companies are looking to resolve it now, I think that's a good sign.
IU Kokomo seeing record enrollment. Is there a certain program attracting students here, or is it just the fact that people want to come to IU Kokomo?
Well, I'd like to say it's because it's a beautiful city and it's a great city and we have a lot of wonderful people, and I think that is part of it. Also, they've been very aggressive in recruitment and they've expanded their athletic programs almost each year. They add something else. This year they've added women's soccer. So that takes a couple years to kind of evolve, but they've begun playing this fall and they're having some success in their first season, and they're very competitive. Even in the couple of soccer matches that they've lost, they've been close matches, so that's good.
Well, and IU is investing into Kokomo. I think there's a couple buildings going up.
A new I forget what they're calling it, event.
Yeah.
It's under construction. I actually drove by it about a week ago.
And sort of equivalent to a union, like a...
Yeah, I mean, it will be able for some larger gatherings, formal dinners. They think they'll be able to do some of their athletics there as well. So they, if there's overflow or reasons they can't use their other gym. So this will be, I think it's a multi-purpose facility. Maybe that's the formal.
Yeah. Well, and private developers are also taking note and building on campus housing?
Just across the street.
Okay.
Yeah, we just had our second private dorms. I think it's 130 beds or so, but it's dormitory style, and it's across the street, just to the east, a little bit to the north and to the east of the campus. So it's a second private investment in the last 6 years or so.
Is that one done?
It's done, yeah.
It's open for this school year?
Yep. They were leasing prior to the school year starting.
You know, we've been seeing and hearing more about vaping bans and e-cigs and the smoke they produce and some statistics that aren't good about deaths and so forth. And I know Kokomo just banned them, but the interesting wrinkle was that they had to allow them into e-cig stores, otherwise they would shut down, essentially. So is this something that Kokomo is looking at or is already in your ordinance?
Our ordinance bans in public places. So even, it's just like smoking. Our smoking ban is very comprehensive and it's pretty stringent. And so you can't, in the parks, on the trails, in private establishments, it's pretty restrictive, and also e-cigarettes are included in that. And you're right, it is, we're now seeing a lot of health concerns, and keep in mind this is coming up in a very short period. E-cigarettes haven't been around for decades and decades, so the impact and the harmful impact that it's having on people is the information's coming very quickly that there's a lot of problems associated with it. And a lot of young people, the things I read are really being kind of lured into these groups.
You didn't have that issue though of stores having to close down because of the ordinance, though.
No, it does not require them.
And I
don't know. Has that been resolved, whether it is a local decision?
From the state?
Can you ban the sale at a convenience store or such? I don't know.
I don't think you can ban the sale.
That's what I say. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but it was just smoking.
Smoking inside.
Inside, in the store.
Gotcha.
And in a store that only does vaping.
Okay.
It would essentially shut them down.
I don't. I hate to go off too much. I'm not sure. Yeah. Do we have a vaping? It's just an industry. I'm not. Do we have a vaping store? You're going to have to do some crazy.
I'm sure.
To here?
Yeah. There's one out
there. That allows you to go in and vape inside there? I know they have stores that sell it.
Right. I don't know.
Well, it hasn't come up.
Okay.
I mean, here, right? So this hasn't been an issue.
Yeah, because you're not allowed.
They haven't.
Yeah.
I don't get this all goofy.
I don't think you're allowed to smoke in any establishment, even vape inside. So.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. I thought you were talking about the ban because I've had people say, "Well, stop the convenience store for selling."
Yeah. Okay. No, not selling. Just vaping.
Got it. Okay.
But I mean, it kind of goes along with that. Cigar stores.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day when they started, banning smoking.
Inside.
Well. The cigar store is
that's what they do. That's right.
So it would essentially shut them down, and then cities had to come up with amendments and stuff. Well,
you're
allowed to
if you have whatever the room is, and so forth.
And so you're starting to see that come up
in
the vaping in some city. And
it
happened in Columbus. It doesn't mean it needs to happen here. I'm just curious if that was something that you've had dealt with, and obviously not.
No, you haven't dealt with. I don't know that they allow them to vape in those stores.
Always like to get an update on the convention center while we're here.
Yeah,
anything new happening with that?
You can see across the street the parking garage that is across from City Hall that would be catty corner or across from the hotel conference center. The markings are down. They've done soil borings, and that will be the first thing you'll see going up here. I know the ground will be broken this fall, and construction's going to begin this fall, probably sometime in early November.
I wanted to ask you a couple of things too. I heard you had an audit and everything turned out okay. This is for 2018.
2018 audit with the State Board of Accounts, and we'd like to, you know, full transparency, show that, you know, this is the workings of the of city government, and it's the state performs it, and so we usually like to release the findings of it. So yeah, we just put that out today.
And it's annual. This is something that happens
annually. Yep.
Every city.
Yeah, every city annually, or I think some of them do it biannually. Yeah. Yes.
You hosted a Mayor's Institute. This is through, what, a Ball State group last week?
Yes, this is through AIM, but it's through AIM, but it's the Mayor's Institute with Ball State, their economic group. And so we do this 3 or 4 times a year throughout different parts of the state. They went ahead and had Kokomo host it this year. So it was a 2-day event, but Ball State puts together the program. A lot of it had to do with housing and the challenges. It's just informational pieces to what cities should be doing as far as economic development, all the things that we have to deal with. But I probably had 35 or 40 mayors here for 2 days.
You get a chance to give them a tour and things?
I did. We did a little tour just to show them some of the things we're working on. And we even did a little bike tour on Sunday night for some of the early arrivals, and that was nice too.
Some new things in Kokomo. I was reading about it. There's a new dog park.
Yes.
And are you looking at opening some, is it pickleball?
Pickleball, court? Yeah. Bon Air Park's on the kind of on the far north end of the city. So we're opening our fourth dog park. We have an east side, west side, downtown, and now we just opened one on the far north side at Bon Air Park. And then we're also have been transforming the tennis courts into pickleball courts. And that should be completed by the end of this week.
Where is this phenomenon of pickleball? Because Terre Haute also has a big pickleball.
Yeah.
And when Bloomington is opening a new Switchyard Park, and that was one of the top things.
Yeah. It's been around for a few years. Yeah. We have a very active pickleball group here in Kokomo, a couple of groups. Yeah. And so we have multiple courts. We have one in Foster Park, I think one or two in Highland Park. They use the Carver Community Center here in Kokomo for indoor pickleball. So this will just give them a few more venues to make sure that they have ample space and ample courts available.
So you have about 3 months left as mayor, and if you think about this show, we normally don't do one in December because it's Christmas,
sure.
But we maybe have 2 shows left, so I kind of wanted to get to a point in these shows to kind of wrap up and think about some of the stuff that maybe you're starting to tie up some loose ends, I assume, before you leave office.
Yeah, we are. We're trying to make sure things that we've started, we can get them completed or as close to completion as we can. We also want to make sure we stabilize a lot of the, formalize and stabilize a lot of the things that have been in the pipeline for the last couple of years, things like that parking garage that we just spoke of, and make sure that's down the road and those things are kind of signed, sealed, and taken care of. So it's bittersweet, but it's we feel like every mayor should feel like their obligation is to leave the city in better shape than how they found it, and I think that's what we want to do, and I think that's what we will do.
How do you feel about the future of Kokomo?
I feel good about it. I mean, we've made a lot of changes. When you look at cities that have transformed, and you probably get around to different cities more often than others, the things I hear most often, especially over the last month or so, of different groups coming back and people for class reunions, that's kind of the most interesting comments I get. Local people that say that their classmates that returned and haven't been here for a decade or so, and the compliments and the surprises they see in how the city has kind of evolved, and that's always nice to hear. So I get a lot of that, obviously, in that July, August, early September time period.
Yeah.
And have for a couple of years, so that's nice.
Have you thought about any 2020 plans for you yet, or
yeah,
besides rest maybe a little bit?
Probably won't rest. I've got a couple things, and I've had a couple opportunities been given to me, and I'm kind of weighing those out and just to see what I really want to do. Some of it may be some ways with local government. Some of it may be 100% in the private sector. So I'm just trying to see what my options are, and just looking forward to the next move.
You thought about state? Anything with state government?
Not really. No. Right now, I kind of want to break from the politics. Not to say I won't ever again. You know, you never say never. But right now, it's just I've 12 years as mayor, 2 terms on the city council. I was on the township board prior to that, and being a union president, having gone through those elections and things, it's just. Ready, I call it a campaign fatigue, and so I'm just going to sit back for a little bit as far as the politics.
Now, you just said union president, and we're just talking about the strike. What are some things, you know, as a former union president that's happening right now, that's going through that as the strike is happening?
What would they be doing?
Yeah.
Really trying to keep morale up, keep communications open, whether negotiations, stall, or if they, you know, if there's some sort of movement, and really trying to keep, right now I would say that the UAW workers at Local 292 have a lot of public support. If you've been here for a long time, you've noticed that they've been downsized a lot. A lot of the work that was done there has moved to other places. So I think right now the members have a lot of community support, and I think the union president's job is to make sure that's maintained and kept. And I think it's only been a week or so, but I think they've done a good job so far.